actually, you can't find it. You can't find it. That's what those verses, I think, 12 to 22 tell us. All parts of the world are saying, wisdom is not with me. Wisdom is not with me. You cannot find it. I'm not sure if I've got a verse for this bit. Yes. No, that's from the mining next bit. I don't know if I kept it. I did. No one knows where to find wisdom. Look at that. That treasure. That treasure. No one knows where to find it. It is not found among the living. We can't find this, friends. This is what Job teaches us. Job 28. We can't know all the answers. We can't find why we suffer all the time. Now, if we just stop there, it'd be pretty sad. If the poem stopped there, sorry, can't tell you, can't find wisdom, we'd feel pretty hopeless. But there's a beautiful answer at the end, the last few verses, 23 to 28. It is a beautiful answer because God says, you can't find that wisdom to know everything, but you can find me. That's the answer God gives. You can't know the architecture, but you can know me, the architect, the designer. And that's better by far. That's what these verses tell us. Now, we're going to read them now, and again, we'll just do something that we do in our evening church, which is read them in a couple of different languages. Usually it's four languages because we have different groups of people that join us at night. But a couple of our friends will read for us. So we're going to read these last few verses in Tamil and in Farsi. So I'm looking at my two friends now, Nathan and Daniel. Come up, please, friends. Come. And then we'll read them in English. Why don't you welcome these friends? Welcome them. They're very brave. Yeah. Woo. Daniel. This way to go. This way to go. Okay, this is our dear brother Daniel from Afghanistan. He's been in our church for a couple of years. Daniel was converted in Afghanistan as an American missionary shared the gospel with him there. And I met him in Auburn and have been blessed to have him in our church. This is on. We're going to read in Farsi. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. خدا راه آن را ترک می کند و او مکانش را می داند. زیرا که او تا کرانه های زمین می نگرد و آنچه را که زیر تمامی آسمان است می بیند. تا وزن از برای باد قرار دهد و آبها را به میزان بپیماید. هنگامی که قانون برای باران قرار داد و راه برای سهام رد. آنگاه آن را دید و آن را بیان کرد. آن را محیا ساخت و هم تفتیشش نمود. و به انسان گفت اینک ترس خداوند حکمت است و از بدی اجتناب نمودن فتانت می باشد. آمین.
آمین. Thank you, brother. Thanks, Daniel. Thank you so much. And Nathan, when you're ready. There's Nathan. Nathan's a dear brother from Sri Lanka, Tamil speaking from Sri Lanka, who again has been in our church 2 to 3 years and comes along at night. So we're going to read in Tamil.
Our Bumi in Kadayandar the Path, Van in Kilirukindra, the Yellam Kangirar, our Katru Adan Niraye, Nimitam, Jalatuka, Adan Alavai, Pramitar. Malaiku Tridatayim, Idimulakatodu Kudiya, Mindaluku, Valiyayim, Irpatihirar. அவர் அதை பார்த்து கடையாந்தரத்தை ஆராய்ந்து ஆயத்தப்படுத்தி மனுஷனை நோக்கி இதோ ஆண்டவருக்கு பயப்படுவதே ஞானம் பொல்லாப்பை விட்டு விலகுவதே புத்தி என்று என்கிறார் என்று சொன்னார்.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Nathan. Grab a seat. Thank you. All right, friends. I'll read it in English. Is it on the screen? I'm not sure. Yes, it is. Let me read. God alone understands the way to wisdom. He knows where it can be found, for he looks throughout the whole earth and sees everything under the heavens. He decided how hard the wind should blow and how much rain should fall. He made the laws for the rain and laid out a path for the lightning. Then he saw wisdom and evaluated it. He set it in place and examined it thoroughly. And this is what he says to all humanity. The fear of the Lord is true wisdom. To forsake evil is real understanding. It's really a very simple answer, friends. You can't find wisdom, God says, but you can find me. I'm the source of wisdom. I'm the wise one. And knowing me is better than knowing why. Let me say that again, friends. Knowing me, says God, is better than knowing why. And really, that's real wisdom in the Bible. And just go back for me to the slide before. You notice that he talks about the weather? You might think, why is God talking about the weather here? I think he's talking about a storm, because that's what's come upon Job. He's been hit by a massive storm. I mean, literally, it was a great wind that flattened his house and took his children. But suffering is like this. It's a storm. And I think God is saying, my wisdom is even in the storms. Even when life falls apart, it goes to seed, it breaks, it's a mess. You think, where is God? Well, he's right there. His wisdom to allow that suffering is right there. Even in our pain, even when we have no idea why. So friends, that's the big message, I think, of Job 28 and of Job. Real wisdom is knowing God, which is even better than knowing why. And again, of course, the place where I think this really makes sense is at the cross, right? The cross of Jesus, where our Lord Jesus died. Because it didn't look wise there, did it? It really didn't look wise of God when the Lord Jesus Christ is dying on a cross, killed by the Romans and the Jews, nailed there, mocked, humiliated, alone. Where's the wisdom there? Jesus himself asked why. Do you remember? He cried out, why, O God, have you forsaken me? It's Jesus' question as well, but of course, God hadn't. And God's wisdom was shown right there. Because there, even at the cross, God was saving humanity, providing a way for us to come to him, the wise one who knows. So there at the very cross, we see the very wisdom of God, even if we find it hard to understand. There's a verse, I think, that I've got from the New Testament. Again, next one. Paul says this, we preach Christ crucified, right? Christ on the cross. And then what does he say about that? Christ on the cross, the crucified Christ. He's the wisdom of God. See, right there, friends, as Jesus died for us to win us to God, God's wisdom was on show. So, friends, take that lesson as we suffer. Take that lesson if the storms of life are upon you at the moment and you're asking that question, why? You may not be able to find the answer. We certainly can't find all of the answers, no matter how hard we look. But you can know God. You can come to God. Fear the Lord and turn from evil. That's what it says, I think, the final verse. That was wisdom, last one. Fear the Lord and forsake evil. It means trust God and turn to him. It's live as a Christian. So if you're a Christian, friends, keep going. Just keep trusting God, even though you've got all sorts of questions. Because God is the source of all wisdom. He knows why, even when we don't. And knowing him is so much better and so much more important, even than knowing why. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your wisdom, your love, your power. And thank you, Father, that you are in control of this world. And that all wisdom is with you, even though we often can't find it when we want it. Thank you that you have all of the answers when we only have some. And we pray that we would trust you through this. Not give up in the trials in life, but keep trusting in you. Just as your son, the Lord Jesus, did. Right through death on a cross. So we thank you that we can know you. Because of Jesus, you who are all wise, help us to keep trusting you, even when we don't know why. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Isn't it wonderful to hear from